VA mobile.
About wet but now, bud. KN4 VWA. I'm in a whiteout over here.
Well, I was in the bubble, and we finished, and some people walked in. I said, hey, is it raining out there? They said, no. I walked out there, and it was a monsoon. I had horizontal rain, and I got soaked before I could get to the clubhouse. And then I waited, and the worst of it's over, at least for the moment, and I made a mad dash for the car then.
357 and Hammett Road. And buddy, let me tell you what, it is full bore over here. At the rate that it's coming down right now, if it continued for an hour, we'd get at least an inch.
This was coming down. You'd measure it by the foot.
Drive like you do, and I'm down to 25 miles an hour here on Highway 357. It's coming out that hard, and I got my wipers up on max.
This is a challenge. You know, I can do a lot of drifting and all that, you know, in on the wet roads with this car, so I might try it out.
Yeah, well, you just might meet your tail end coming around as you're going forward, too, Bubba.
I'm kidding. I'm a dadgum. I'm still in the parking lot, and there's not a drop hitting my windshield. I am not believing this.
Kid.
Done.
Just fine. We're still moving furniture.
We're moving, but I don't have anything to complain about then. I'm just, soaked, but, you know, that's, a mild, inconvenience.
Slacking off here. Well, man, maybe it'll quit just as fast as it came in. That'd suit me just fine, because I still got two lights to install.
Yeah, the way it came in, I mean, it just started with a hard downpour, and then it like doubled that, and the wind was, like I said, it was blowing so hard, the rain was vertical, I mean horizontal, I'm sorry, and you know, there was no way to keep dry, an umbrella wouldn't have helped you at all. You'd have needed one of those raincoats with a hood and that went down the ankles.
Davidson rain suit that integrates with the helmet, I can stay dry.
I've got a suit, and I've got everything, gotta keep everything dry, but your boots and your gloves, but I have slip-ons for those. So the only part, I guess, that would get wet would be what would splatter on my face. But I do have a windshield, and I have a face shield on the helmet, but water just seems to get to your face somehow or another. It just, even with all that.
Yep, and you love it. I rode back from Knoxville, Tennessee one time, and when we went up, it was just absolutely gorgeous fall day, and I mean, all of a sudden, it just, like a solid wall front started coming in, and it chased us all the way back to the breaks there on 40 where you go up into the mountains, and we decided to jump off and take the parkway. That way we could go as slow as we wanted, but that was a mistake. We got up to altitude up there riding the top of the parkway, and we about froze to death in that rain on the way back, and it caught up to us, and I mean, I looked like a frozen, drowned rat when I got home.
Oh, man, I wish I had somebody taking a picture of that. I can get a mental picture, though. Well, I rode from Maggie Valley, and And it was, it looked threatening, but it looked like I was going to make it to Greenville. And I left, went past the 1923 Clyde exit, and then I was on the on-ramp, getting ready to get on the on-ramp to 40 East, and I mean the bottom fell out, and it was raining so hard I couldn't see, and there was nowhere to pull over for shelter. I just had to pull over because I was afraid that somebody, because I couldn't see. So I just pulled over, and I just sat there in the pouring down rain. I had a, and the, what made it so bad was I had a stupid blue jean jacket that was lined, and it, and the lining was soaked. The blue jean part was soaked, and it's like it weighed 100 pounds, and, finally, I realized it wasn't going to get any better, so I had to get in traffic again, which was bumper to bumper, and I rode up to the first bridge on 40 and got under it, and I called my wife. I said, and I asked her to bring me. I said, "How about bring me that other jacket I brought?" And I rode in the rain the rest of the way home.
Well, we do have our adventures on our scooters, don't we?
You know, I mean, it happens, and you might as well be ready for it. I mean, heck, when we lived on Oregon Street, which is right off Augusta there, it's right near Augusta and West Ferris there where the old fire station is, and I just rode down East Ferris to... to the corner of Antrim Drive and Lawrence Road there to that Advance Auto. It used to be there, it's not here anymore, to pick up something. I don't know what it was. And on my way back, I got to Cleveland Street and East Ferris, and the bottom fell out. And from there to the house, which was only about probably a mile and a half or so, I got soaked. I mean, soaked all the way to the skin, because I didn't have anything, any protection on at all. In fact, I had on blue jeans. I had on a short sleeve shirt, but I did not expect to run into that.
I went down to bike week one year down in Myrtle Beach, and boy, I'm coming into the tail end of it again. It started, I guess you could hear it on the windshield, but anyhow, I started back from Myrtle Beach, and it was beautiful out, and we ran into one of those, you know, storms that just kind of pops up, and man, I guess I was out, I got a head start on everybody else. But you know those bridge underpasses? I stopped, and the girl I had with me at the time, we went walking up that concrete flat there to get underneath the bridge and let the storm pass over. And, buddy, let me tell you what, before it was over with, there was 46 bikes underneath that thing with like 65 people up under that underpass with us. It looked like a convention.
I look like a bunch of homeless bikers. Oh, me. Up under the bridge. Yeah, me. I tell you what. Well, I mean, that's all you can do. You know, it's just, it's either that or if you get lucky enough to be near a gas station that has, you know, has some cover. But, you know, the wind, can blow the rain on you then, because their covers are usually pretty high up. But anyway, but if you get on a motorcycle, you can expect about anything. We rode up to Mount Mitchell one time and got to Mount Mitchell, and there was snow on the ground, so you just never know.
One time too, and I learned my lesson about going to Mount Mitchell in the springtime and in the fall. We left out, it was like 70 degrees, and when we hit the top of that mountain, buddy, I was an icicle. It was like 40 degrees when we got up there to the top. It was cold.
The guy, he was so nice. He gave me a pair of gloves, and they're the long kind that, you know, come on up your, wrists, you know, so, and they were, man, those things were warm, and he had an extra pair, and he said, here, I'll just give these to you, I don't need them, and later on, he gave me a suit you could put on, and I don't know what kind of material, it was kind of, I don't know how to describe it, it was kind of puffy, that part I didn't like, but man, when you put that thing on, you better be going out the door, because, I mean, it would keep you warm even in the wintertime. And I don't know what happened to that thing. I think my wife threw it away, but she took my, I got a pair of chaps, nice pair of chaps up in, Pigeon Forge. I'm going to let it drop out here. And this shop had just opened. And I walked in, and I mean, this was a nice pair of chaps. And I looked at the price. It was $29.95. And I'm sure it was supposed to be $129. And I said, I'll take them. And he rang it up, and it rang up $29. So I know somebody got their butt chewed out, but I got me the nicest pair of chaps, and I'll be daggone if she didn't take those things and that pair of gloves, and she gave them to Goodwill. I don't think I had a motorcycle at the time, and I guess she thought I wasn't going to get another one, but au contraire.
Got another motorcycle now. You remember my chaps you gave away? Well, you can go get me another pair. I don't care what you have to pay for them.
I've been thinking about buying a one-piece leather suit. But the one-piece thing I've got now is really nice. It's, I don't know what kind of material it is, but you can ride it. Ride with it on in the summer, not 95 degrees, but it is, it's ventilated, it does have a liner in it that you can, zip in or out, whatever you need to keep dry, and it has a liner, to keep warm too, that you can zip in and out. It's real versatile. And it's got tons of hidden compartments in it, and it's just really neat. And it's all one piece, and I really like it, especially if you get caught in the rain.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's just absolutely just about quit raining here at the house. Suits me just fine. I won't get soaked going in. So, well, listen, I just pulled into the house, bud, and unless you're wanting to get home, get your bike and ride up here, and me and you go for a ride in this, I'll talk to you later. 73's KN4BWA. Clear. You be careful out there in that hot rod.
Hot rodding today. Yeah, well, I'm in Taylor's here. I'm on Watson Road, getting ready to hit Wade Hampton, so it's not doing anything here. All right, well, 73s, and, try to pick the small boxes with Kleenex and toilet paper in them and stuff like that. anyway, 73s, KB4CBA.
W2T.
No, but you figured that out a long time ago.
Me and you and Steve, neither of you are right.
Oh, you should have been around when we were teenagers. I tell you. But anyway, I think Steve got more trouble than I did, but I was good. I was a good little fella, you know. I never did anything wrong, but I just never got caught at it. But anywho, are you getting any rain over wherever you are? Are you at home? Or are you mobile?
Not yet. It's darkened up over here, but I haven't seen any rain or heard any rain coming down yet, so never can tell.
The weatherman said it's traveling kind of northeast, so it could possibly go north of you, but if it hits it hits you hard. But the thing is, it doesn't last very long. But man, it when it's coming down, I mean, it's like a monsoon. It is unbelievable.
To you and Steve talk, and I could tell when Steve was in it, it was heavy, pounding on the top of his vehicle.
It's so noisy, you can't hardly hear the guy talking, you know. you know it's coming down. Either that or they're getting hail, one of the two.
I think it's starting to rain here. I'll be right back. W2T.
QH.
4CPA.
Hey Dave, it's Jeff down here at Ware Place. It's coming your way, buddy. It just come through here like a rolling sheet. Like you said, it rained so hard I couldn't hardly see out 50 foot out in front of my yard. And according to the radar, it's heading towards y'all.
At my place, W2T.
Something. All right, well, I'm in the garage, gentlemen. I'm going to bail out of here. 73's 2-all, KP4CBA.
Catch you later, W2T.
Dave, I haven't talked to you in a while. KO4JQX. W2T, I don't think I've spoke with you before. I don't get on this repeater a whole lot. KO4JQX. Merry Christmas, guys.
KO4JQX, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, and I don't remember talking to you either, but that's nothing, you know, sometimes I'm on here and sometimes I'm not. It just depends upon what's going on, when, where, how, and why, you know.
I'm bad to hang out on the Mount Mitchell repeater. I know a bunch of guys on it. I live down here in Ware Place below Greenville, and I don't know why I got started talking on that repeater, but I'm way closer to Caesar's Head than I am Mount Mitchell, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I live over here in the Spartanburg area, and I've been on about 5 or 6 different repeaters over the years, so, and I've been a ham for 30-plus years, so, you know, it's just a case of being where you are when you are and see what's going on, so. Anyway, well, nice to meet you. You have a good one out there. I think I'm going to go over here. I'm going to get back paying attention to what I'm doing over here. I'm trying to do some work on the computer. And hopefully we won't have a power failure. So that's I hate those when they come along. Screws up all the work you've done. You take it easy out there. Be careful on the road, and we'll catch you later. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Yeah, I'm sitting here at the house, brother, on my base. I'm sitting here watching the world go by out my upstairs window. But, enjoy talking with you. W2T, KO4JQX, 73, brother. Have a good evening.
73, I'm sitting here in the house, too. W2T, clear.